Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, family and friends. You are indeed listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, November the 27th, 2022. Now, hallelujah, I am your big sister, Apostle Shalene Cook, but as always, I'm joined by some most phenomenal servant leaders of God in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, our anointed speaker of the day, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Evangelist, hallelujah, Michelle Scott, and of course, we welcome everyone who is sitting in the studio right now, hallelujah, ready to worship with us. So on behalf of us all, we want to welcome you to this service. We praise God for you, and we pray that you will hear something that will uplift your spirit and bless your very soul. But right now, we're going to go to opening prayer with our very own Evangelist Michelle Scott. Amen.
Thank you, and God bless. Lord God, we come to you as humble as we know how, with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise in our hearts, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for opening our eyes to see a brand new day, Father God. We that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we thank you for our families and our friends and loved ones. We thank you, Father God, for being the great I am. Lord, we thank you for the gift of breath in our lungs, Father God. We thank you for second chances, Father God, that
thank
on today,
you,
being blessed to have a second chance, we can complete tasks and things that we weren't
thank
able to do
Jesus.
Yesterday. We might be able to do them on today, Father God.
Yes,
we lift
Jesus.
You up
thank
and
you.
We magnify your most holy and
right
righteous
down.
Name. Lord God, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you
come
enough,
on, sis.
Father God.
Hallelujah.
We give you thanks for this ministry.
Yes,
we give
thank
you thanks
Jesus.
For the head, Apostle Cook, for
bless
this
you.
Ministry, Father God. We ask that you just continue to cover each and every servant leader, Father God.
Yes, Lord. Bless them, oh God.
We thank you for the mother of our assembly, Father God.
Yes,
we thank you
Lord,
for our family
you.
Members and our friends. We thank you for forgiveness,
yes,
peace,
Lord.
And love,
yes,
Father God.
Jesus.
Lord,
uh-huh.
how excellent yes. is your name in all the earth.
Yes,
we lift
Jesus.
You up
thank
on high
God.
Today and always, Lord. You are wonderful, and you should
yes,
be praised,
Jesus.
Father
say
God.
That, sis.
With
pray
all, every breath in our body. And you
Amen.
Deserve the praise and glory and honor.
Yes,
Lord,
you
it's
do.
In Jesus' name that I pray and lift you up today and always. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Let the
amen.
Church of God say amen. Come on with them,
amen,
amen. Y'all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We praise you, God. We need to give God more praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Magnify
let's just take
you.
A minute.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
This world, they resound with God.
Morning's meditational reading, and each and every Sunday we ask the highly esteemed and much beloved mother of our church, hallelujah, to come forth with a reading from the powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So would you please retrieve your Bibles and give your undivided attention to the mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Amen. I love each and every one of you, no matter how near or far. Our devotional this morning is entitled, Fix Your Eyes on God's Unshakable Word. We'll be looking at Philippians 4, verse 19. And it says, And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. People of the world feel helpless as the systems of the world go up and down. They turn on the television and they hear, this war will plunge the world into a recession. They open the newspapers and they read that unemployment is at an all-time high. Beloved, God does not want you to feel helpless because you are not of the world. Read about that in John 17, verse 16. You are of God and therefore need not be subject to the world's systems. Whatever the world's situation is, fear not, because God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Notice that Philippians 4:19 says that God shall supply all your needs. It does not say God may supply some of your needs. It also says that God will do it according to his riches. It is not out of his riches. If a millionaire gives you $100, it is out of his riches. But if he gives to you according to his riches, it means that he is lining up his millions for you. Lastly, the verse says that God does it according to his riches and glory. It is not something, it is not according to the riches of your company or how well the economy is doing. No, it is according to God's riches and glory. So how do you stop yourself from feeling helpless and uncertain in uncertain times? The same way I stopped myself from getting seasick when I was on board a Navy ship for the first time during the National Service Stint. A senior naval officer had advised me, don't look at the waves around you. Look at the horizon far away. Look at the stable, stationary line and you will feel better. When I fixed my eyes on that unshakable, unwavering line, even though the ship bobbed up and down in the rough sea, I did not feel as seasick anymore. My friends, don't look at your circumstances or the bad things that are happening in the world, because you will get earth sick. Instead, look at the unshakable, eternal word of God. Your heart will become stable, and you will see your God supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. May the Lord add blessings of favor to the readers, hearers, and especially to the doers of his holy and righteous word.
Amen.
Thoughts for the day.
Amen.
Fix your eyes on the unshakable word of God. Your heart will become stable, and you will see God supply all your needs. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen.
Holy is your word. that I'm hidden in my heart. Only is your word that was there from the start. It cuts like a knife, and it's sharp like a sword. I've hid in my heart.
I've hidden in my heart.
Holy,
holy,
huh? Say it like you mean it. Come on.
From
the start.
Worship experience, and this is a time when we as a family come together and stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over the world. Because here at Spirit Alive, when we pray God, expecting God to move. We pray trusting that God will do exactly what he says he will do in his holy word. Hallelujah. So won't you please bow your hearts with me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. So stand and agree with me as we go to the Lord. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace today, once again, just thanking you for being our Father. We thank you, Father God, for being our sustainer. Hallelujah. A promise keeper, a way maker. Lord, we thank you that you saw fit to wake us up this morning. You clothed us in our right mind with a portion of our health and strength, and you have allowed us to come together in this assembly, oh God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. And for that, Father God, we say thank you. And Lord God, we come thanking you this morning for your darling son, Jesus, because it is through our faith in him, Father God, that we can come boldly to your throne of grace, asking what we will, knowing that it shall be done. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for forgiveness of sin. We thank you for the salvation that was offered through your son, Jesus Christ. And Lord God, if we've done anything today that is unpleasing to you in any way, we repent right now in the name of Jesus, creating us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit, Father God. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father God, because we want to be disciples of excellence for you. We want to be representations of who you are, Father God. So if there's anything in us, Lord, you have our permission to move it on out our way, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we come thanking you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us so much that you knew we couldn't do this alone, so you gave of yourself. You came and now you dwell within us, Father, leading us and guiding us through your spirit. And for that, we say thank you. Lord God, we come this morning standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over the world. But we come this morning saying, Lord, we thank you that you free the oppressed and you free the captives, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you remove predators from our presence, oh God, and your justice is being done. Lord God, we thank you for all those that were abusers, but they turned their life over to you, so now you can show them a more excellent way. Lord God, we come praying for our enemies this morning. We pray in the name of Jesus that they would turn their hearts, their minds, and their lives over to you, Father God, so they wouldn't have to be your enemy or ours, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that they would come to the light, that they would come out of that darkness and walk in your marvelous light and suffer of your benefits, Lord, because everything you do for us is good. Now, Lord, we want to thank you for walking through every hospital, every hospice, every sick room, Lord God, this morning. And touching your people, Lord God, and reminding them that you are God, and you are still high, and you are still lifted up, and you are still the lifter of our heads. Lord God, I come this morning praying for all those who are out in the rain or out in the elements all over the world who are struggling to survive, who are just barely making it. But Lord God, we praise you because they have more than some. Hallelujah. Lord God, we come praising you that you are in charge of the governments and they sit up on your shoulders, because we know that nothing escapes you. So we don't have to fret about the governments. You will deal with them according to your word and your will. All we have to do is continue to pray for those leaders that are in office, Lord. We pray for every blood-washed believer to stand up and make decisions based on your word and for the good of all, and not putting money in your pockets of just a few. Lord, I pray for every church door that is open in your name today. Every Zoom meeting, Lord God. Every blog talk radio program, Lord, that is declaring your name today. I pray, Lord God, that your word goes forth boldly, that people will be delivered, changed, and transformed, Lord, into your likeness. I pray, Lord God, that the lost will be found today. I pray, Lord God, that you will send somebody to be your hands and your feet and give them cause for and to pause and understand that you love them. There is no place that cannot be reached by your grace. There is no place, Lord God, hallelujah, that you can't heal, Father God, if we only give you all the pieces. Lord God, we come lifting up all of those who are suffering, who are depressed, feeling as though they're left, who are discouraged, Father God, who are feeling alone, who are feeling helpless, Father God. We know, Lord God, that you're still there for them. So we praise you as you stop by and remind them that you're still their Father, and you still love them.
Yes.
Lord God, I pray that every blood-washed believer, hallelujah, would get busy about your kingdom business, that they would step up and stand up for you, Father God, and declare your goodness, the time for floor showing, the time for theatrics, the time for pettiness. It's all time, been time to put that away. Because, God, you're not impressed. You're not impressed.
Amen.
So, Lord, let us do all things that is pleasing to you. Let us do all things that bring you glory. Let us redeem our time wisely, oh God. Let us feed the homeless. Let us visit the sick. Let us go to the prisons, Father God. Send us, we'll go in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, I pray for every servant leader in this assembly. Lord, I thank you for their obedience and for their faithfulness. Lord, everyone in this assembly has been walking with this ministry for a very long time. So I thank you for your longevity this morning, Father God. I thank you for faithfulness and obedience. I thank you, Father God, for heart sets that where your spirit goes from heart to heart and breast to breast.
Yeah.
Lord, bless them in all their endeavors. Lord, I speak life over my ministry family. I speak provision over my ministry family. I speak wealth and prosperity of spirit, Father God. I pray the best things for my spiritual family as I pray the best things for these listeners, Father God. I want only, God, your best for them, Lord. Bless them, press down, shaking together until running over. If there's any sick amongst us, God, hallelujah, we pray that the church right now in the name of Jesus. But even if you don't touch, Lord, we know that your grace is sufficient. And we are going to say hallelujah anyhow. And we shall not murmur and complain. But we will keep moving forward by the power of your holy name, Lord God. Because I believe there's still power in the blood of Jesus. I believe there's still healing in the blood of Jesus. I believe, Father God, that there's nothing we can't do. Through the holy word and the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Lord, I just want to thank you for this time and this season. I ask a special blessing upon Apostle Zeta as she brings the rhema word this morning. Continue to pour into the mighty woman of God. Hallelujah. Continue to bless Bishop Lester to get everything that he needs to do in order, Lord God. Let it fall into place, Father God. Let it fall into place and let it fall into place in a way that will amaze him. I ask a special blessing upon Pastor Vanessa. Go before her and strengthen her. As a mother, she's being tried and she's being tested, but oh God, she's standing the test. So continue to bless her. Continue to give her that wisdom and discernment of that Proverbs 31 woman that she is. Lord, I say a special blessing, hallelujah, over my dear sister, Evangelist Michelle. I just praise God for her presence this morning. And I praise God for longevity and long suffering because our sister has been going through a lot. But she's still not complaining. Yeah. She's still not giving up. She's still not giving in. And for that, Lord God, we say thank you. We just want to praise your holy name. Lord God, we just want to give you thanks because you're God. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving because every day there is something to be grateful for. Lord, let us be satisfied in you. Let us be content in you. Let us, Lord, just sit in all that you've already given us. Father God, I pray that our eyes will not keep us. What our eyes see today will not keep us from our destiny in you. And Lord God, I just pray that your will be done in our lives. I pray, Lord God, that you would just be always direct our path, Lord God. I want to pray for everyone that is in the studio this morning. I want to pray for my apostle sister that's in the house. I want to pray for, hallelujah, the servant leaders of all nations this morning. I ask a special blessing upon them this morning. All of those who are in the house. Hallelujah. I just want you to touch them right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray it all in your holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know what's up with this music, but the devil is alive. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
It is now time, hallelujah, for this morning's message. So again, if you have not retrieved your Bible, get something to write with and to write on and prepare to receive a rhema word from our anointed servant leader, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you, and thank you, Apostle Cook. I give honor to the God, to the Lord, and to everyone that is present, and to the hearers of his holy word. I am coming before you today as I believe that the Holy Spirit is leading me. It's been just a blessing looking to the Lord as to what he would have me to share today. And I know that this has been a time of thanksgiving for all of us more than ever. And this is a time to give, a time to love, and a time to reflect on the things that really matter the most in life. Not once a year, but daily. Praise God. Well, God bless you all. I'm going to have a brief word of prayer, and then I'm going to go right into the word of God. Father God, I look to you today, this morning, that you would lead, guide, that you would speak to me this morning, that I will take a back seat and allow the Holy Spirit to be in control. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen. All right, the title of the message this morning is The Word is Eternal. And we know that eternal means forever. With eternal, there is no ending. Eternal is everlasting. Amen. I thank God for all the songs that came forth this morning. Each one of them was such a blessing and so befitting for the word of God.
God bless you, Apostle.
Thank you. Thank you. The word is eternal. I'm going to do some sharing before I really get into the scriptures, but it's going to sound personal, and it is personal, but it's personal to each and every one of us because God made it to be so. I woke up this morning with the word, and my day was started with the word. I spoke the word this morning, and the word spoke back to me. The word is...
Say that.
The word is in me, and the word is around me. I am forever with the word. The word is forever with me. The word loves me. The word will never leave me. I am saturated by the word. I am
Amen.
An overcomer through the word. The word
yes,
keeps
ma'am.
Me, and I am fulfilled by the word. The word chases after me, and the word lives in me,
mm-hmm.
and I live in the word.
Yes.
Praise God, and that's what makes it so personal for each and every one of us. The word healed me. The word delivered me.
Yes.
And the word set me free. The
oh,
word
hallelujah.
Keeps me
say that.
In perfect peace.
Yes.
Praise God. And the word mm-hmm. has kept my mind stayed
yeah,
on
yeah,
him.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen. And my mind is forever stayed
yes.
on the word.
That's
yes.
Right. Yes, ma'am. It's all
because
right.
I know
Lord
that
God.
The word loves me.
Yes.
And the word first loved me.
Come on
so
with it. Hallelujah.
The love that I have inside of me was given
uh-huh.
to me by the word.
Yes.
So therefore, I can share the word with his people.
Mm-hmm.
The word was before and after, and the word is forever.
Yes.
The word is the beginning and the end.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
The word is everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
The word has made every promise mine.
Hallelujah.
His inheritance is mine.
Mm-hmm.
My inheritance comes through by way of the word.
Mm-hmm.
We all
yes.
need to be hooked up with the word.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Because the word will take us even to places where our feet cannot go.
Oh, mm. hallelujah. Say that. Amen, Apostle.
The word died for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the rose and the and he rose and the word rose upon the third day. The word forgave me for
yes.
all of my sins.
Yes.
And the word continually lives for me. The word saved me.
Yes.
And I
yes,
am
amen.
So thankful.
Thank you,
for
Jesus.
The word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In
amen.
The beginning,
Lord.
Thank you.
In the beginning was the word.
Yes.
And
yes,
the word
yes.
was just God.
Yes.
That's in John, the first
John
chapter,
1.
Apostle
hmm.
John. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was
mm-hmm.
God.
Yes,
he
yes.
was with God, and the word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
Mm.
Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made
nothing was
that
made.
Has been made.
Mm-hmm.
He made everything.
Yes.
All of the elements and everything.
Yes.
The word called the whole world into existence.
Amen.
Man has taken elements of what the word made and have changed the things that the word made, but still and all, everything that was made by the word and not by man.
Come on, Apostle.
Yeah.
In him was life, and life was the light of men. Jesus is the light, and we're talking about the true light. And the word in translation in the Greek is logos,
mm-hmm.
and it is interpreted. I'm sorry. I'm having a nosebleed. But
okay.
God is still who he is, nevertheless. Amen. The word is God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Take your time, Apostle. We're praying.
Yeah, I'm having a nosebleed, but
I'm going on in
Jesus',
Jesus
name. Nothing stops.
Yes.
Nothing
Hallelujah.
Stops us.
God's unstoppable. So are you. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep
Amen.
On teaching
Amen.
That, Apostle. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. At the very beginning of everything, there was the entity we know as God, who embodied and created the rational principle on which everything is founded. Jesus Christ is the eternal word. He became human, a servant, giving up everything for us, even to the point of death. And through his death, he brought us eternal life. That's how we obtained it, was through his death. After the final judgment, it is expected that the righteous will receive eternal life and live forever. By grace, we have been saved through faith and not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, God's eternal purpose, his eternal purpose. Is orchestrated through Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. The word makes me. The word molds me. Consumed by the word. The word is more than enough. The word is everything to me and everything for me. The word is alive. The word is powerful. The word is an explosion, an expansion, an extension. I have been overcome by the word. I live and move and have my being because of the word. I am here for a purpose, and I will always share the word. We're all here for a purpose, a divine purpose at that. Hallelujah. Based on the word of God and why we are here and what our purpose is. We have a mandate to fulfill, and as long as we put our trust and faith in God, it will be fulfilled. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We must not forget the fact that unbelievers' spirits are dead, as ours were, and they cannot do anything to bring themselves to life. Salvation is the only way. Praise God. And regeneration happens solely by God's grace, through faith in Christ. I pray that the Lord will continue to guide us to present the whole truth to those that need it, and that we also will be mindful to abide by the truth. Praise God, because even well-meaning Christians sometimes in their compassion for the lost will present an incomplete gospel, and this can happen when believers lose sight of the main goal and try to help an individual overcome their problems. But we as believers must realize that lost people don't need a fixing from us. They need life because, as we once were, they are spiritually dead, according to Ephesians 2, verse 1.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody prayed my nose stopped bleeding. Praise God.
Hallelujah, oh, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Chief. I'm just going to talk a little bit here about life and share some scriptures. Those who follow God will begin to, not only will they be changed, but will also reflect God's will, his work, and his ways as we continue to follow God. We will notice this even in greater measure. Our minds are renewed by the word of God, as in Romans 12 and 2. We are transformed. We walk in accordance with I'm just sharing some experiences that we have when we are changed. Praise God. We walk in accordance with the leading of the Holy Spirit, found in Galatians 5:19-25, we will function in the wisdom of God rather than the wisdom of man. James chapter 3, verses 13-18,
we will live according to the teachings of Jesus. Colossians, second chapter, verse 6. As believers and new creations, we are ambassadors for the Lord, and we have a calling that is eternal. Imagine that. 2 Corinthians 5 and 20. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory, found in Colossians 1, verse 27. Let's see. As followers of Christ, we experience a complete life change. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. We also know that our sins past are forgiven, and even our sins of today. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, 21st verse. We are new creatures in Christ. Found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. We also experience a walk in the newness of life. Romans 6, verse 4. We put on a new self because the old is gone. Ephesians 4, verse 24, and Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. We know that Jesus came to reconcile the world to the Father, found in 2 Corinthians 5, 18 and 19. And as a result, those who follow God will begin to reflect his will, as I mentioned before, his work, and also we will be blessed even in greater measure by following him, by doing his will, and doing his work that he has called us to do. And then we press on to the goal of eternity with Jesus, found in Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 through 14. Amen. So it's a miracle in becoming a new creation in Christ Jesus. Praise God. I was thinking as I was preparing how, you know, the word says, the word of God says that Jesus was in the beginning, and he was, as the scriptures tells us in the book of John. Anyway, I just want to share just something that I was reflecting on, and that was when the Hebrew boys, this is an example from the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the Hebrew princesses that had been taken captive by the king of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar, praise God, they refused to bow down or to give forth any idol worshiping to graven even images. And that's found in Exodus 20. Nebuchadnezzar claimed to be a god, and he decided to create a huge golden image of himself in the middle of Babylon, which was 9 feet wide and 90 feet high. And he issued a decree when the king's musicians played, and all the people, free and those that were in enslavement, he anyway, God's law forbade them to bow down to any graven image or to worship any other God other than God, other than Jehovah, our God. But even with what was promised them, and that was death, the Hebrew boys did not bow down or to worship the golden idol. Of course, others did, but not those three. And as we know, some of us know the story, praise God, how the furnace was heated up and overheated. It overtook the servants that were told to put the three men into the fiery furnace.
Amen.
Praise God. And because of their obedience to God, they were spared.
Yes.
I just want to say
thank you,
that
Jesus.
In our obedience to God, we are spared.
Yeah.
When we just obey God and do what God gives us to do, we are spared. And we're spared in so many ways, even ways that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
But we're spared because of our walk in obedience. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's about the God that we serve.
Yes,
we work for him and we do his will. And he said, whatever we did, hallelujah, or whatever we do, he will pay us. He will take care of us. Amen. He took care of the three Hebrew princes. He took care of them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because they pledged their love for him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. They served him. They obeyed him. Praise God. And that is why they could be so sure that no weapon formed against them could prosper.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Their deliverance was already guaranteed. It was already guaranteed that they would be delivered. It's all so guaranteed that we are also in our serving God, in our obedience to God. Praise God.
Amen.
We don't
Amen.
Have to live. No matter what it looks like, no matter how hot it gets, praise God. Hallelujah. No matter how high the mountains are, praise God. God makes it so that sometimes we don't need to go over the mountain. We can go around it. He makes it so that
Amen.
We can go through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The devil's weapons are always going to be formed against us. Praise God. But just like the three Hebrew boys, we don't have to worry about it. Praise God. All we have to do is take a stand and refuse to compromise.
Man.
We don't have to compromise because it's all been done for us. And it was done on the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus did it all. And he did it all for us. Hallelujah.
Man.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we are able to pick up our crosses daily and follow Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Can stay with Jesus.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Compromise.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, I'm about to wrap it up. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Take your time, Apostle.
Remember,
take your time. Come on. It's all
remember
right.
Remember our mandate. Hallelujah. In the book of Ephesians, God gives us the church, the mandate, praise God, to the point where we can cross just like they did when they crossed Jordan. We can cross over and take the land. There is no justification for refusing to walk forward in the fullness of his promises. Praise God, because we can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No more continuing to wander in the wilderness. No continuing to stay in sin. Because it all it does is delay our growth. And
yeah.
It affects our calling. It denies who we really are. So we should be focusing not on other things, but on the word and the spirit, which is to choose. If we reflect on the word and the spirit of God, then we're choosing life. We're not choosing death.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
We are to be the light to expel darkness and to bring prosperity and peace to the hearts of mankind. And when the hearts of men are filled with prosperity and peace that come through knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, their life changes and it becomes beautiful and it becomes fruitful. Praise God. But in order to achieve our mandate from God, we must walk in his ways. Our walk must be a responsible walk, always giving honor and glory to the one that saved us and healed us and set us free by staying on the path that he has designed for us, because he has designed a path for each and every one of us.
Yeah.
We are to walk as the new creation that we are in Christ, showing forth his character and compassion to everyone that we meet. Our walk should be a walk of supernatural strength, because our strength comes from God. We should continually rely on our Father God's ability and not our own to exceed. Our walk is not a walk that's a lone walk, but it's hand in hand with Jesus and in unity and in love, feathers, which gives us the power to reach and to also transform the world. And our walk should be a walk of wisdom, based not on our human foolish ideas or our own perceptions, excuse me, but on the very mind and the heart of God, which is revealed to us by his word and his spirit. Then our walk becomes powerful. Then our walk results and brings results and rewards that reach far beyond our own influence.
Amen.
In this life as well as in the life to come. Amen. At this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service back over to Apostle Shirlene Cook. And
amen.
I pray that the word touched and the word blessed, and that the word did not go out void, but I pray that it went out and performed what
it was supposed to do.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless
and
you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And all
amen.
The men.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, Apostle Zeta. That was a rhema word about God's word. Hallelujah. I love it when she said the logo saved me. The logo rescued me. I said, go ahead on. The word chases me down. It overtakes me. Okay. She was preaching today, y'all. I don't care. And right now, I'm going to ask Pastor Vanessa Carver to come on in the room because here at Spirit Alive, when a message goes out, hallelujah, we bind that message with prayer. Now, Pastor Vanessa is a pastor. She's a prophet, and she's an intercessor. So when she prays in a way, hallelujah, that things happen because she believes what she prays. And following Pastor Vanessa, I'm going to ask Bishop Lester Carver to come in because we have a heart for our men here. We want our men to be in their rightful places. And we have asked Bishop Lester Carver to cover that area for us because we as females, we can tell you what the word of God says about being a godly man, but it takes a godly man to help you to be a godly man. So we're going to have them two come forth. And then today, there's so many of you sitting in our sanctuary. I'm looking at your phone numbers. If you would just like to let people know you were here, hallelujah. We do not sit up in this studio by ourselves. So if you would like to let somebody know that you are here, I'm going to ask you to press your one on your keypad, and we will bring you in right after I do the call of salvation. So right now, Pastor Vanessa, come on in the room, darling.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Zeta, for that word, and thank you for the affirmation and everything that it was filled with, even on the days to come. Father God, I thank you for this word to be sealed in your name. I thank you, Lord, today for understanding of the word so we can apply it in our lives. I thank you, Lord, today that we will act it out. We'll see it. And a lot of times, I believe that when the word comes, it gets tested and tried. So I just thank you, Lord, today that we shall pass the test as this word gets tested and tried about the power of your word and how it's in everything. It's all around us. It has surrounded us. I pray also that you restore the vessel that poured out into us, that you pour into her, energize, as well as refresh her, Father God, as she has delivered the word to us. And I do believe she prayed over this word. And I thank you for the intercession that this word represents, even the weeks in preparation and times of preparation and how she will continue to pray over this word. And I thank you, Lord, today for fruitful product from it, that we will see everything that was planted today in us as we willingly open our hearts and our ears to it even after we get off of the service. I praise you and I thank you, Lord, today that we receive it with peace, your peace that surpasses all understanding, that it will produce wisdom from on high. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa. That was absolutely beautiful. Bishop,
amen.
Hallelujah. Come on in and bless us this morning and bless our brothers this morning.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. This morning, I want to share with the men of God how important they are to God and then remind them it is by humility to God and humbling yourself to the authority of God's word, that it is able and available for God to raise you up, to strengthen you, to cause you to prevail, to cause your enemies to stand down when they are tempted to try to test the power of God within you. It is the mercy of God that allows us, even in our faults and our sins and our shortcomings, to be restored by God and made able to serve immediately and get right back up within the days that we receive new each and every day. So I just want to encourage you. I want you to think about the call on our life, the fruit that we're to produce in our life. Because
That's good.
And when they speak of Moses being meek, Moses was not a weak man. Moses, he killed an Egyptian. He was on the run for 40 years. While he was on the run, he raised a family, married a woman, and then was sent back to lead God's people out of bondage in Egypt for the last 40 years of his life. And he did so. He led over a million people to the promised land. And in fulfilling that assignment, you saw his shortcomings. You saw those moments where he was strong, but also subject to the authority and will of God. And it says that God spoke face to face. We have to have that desire to speak to God face to face and to be meek in the leading of the Holy Spirit so that our strength is under control. Our strength is not guided by pride, but our strength is guided by humility and submission to the power of the Holy Spirit and the authority of the Word of God. When we do this, others are going to be secure in following us because they're going to know that we are being led by the power of God and not by our own will and not by our own power, because our own will and our own power is limited, but the will and power of God that is contained and embodied in the Word of God, as we heard Apostle Zeta tell us today, in that Word, we have all that we need, because Jesus Christ is the living Word. Jesus Christ is the written Word. Jesus Christ is the spoken Word. He is that, Logos, the Logos. He is the one who makes it possible for us to be victorious in all that we do, so that we can rejoice in the good, the great, the bad, and the ugly, and we can be victorious in all that we do. So I just want to encourage each man of God out there to cover the women and children that you're responsible for and to love yourself, because God commands you to love yourself. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for each and every man on this call. I thank you for the protection around them today. I thank you for you speaking to their heart, for you giving them a desire to draw near to you today.
Yes, Lord.
You allow them to embrace your presence in their life, knowing that you're present everywhere, you're all-powerful, and you're all-knowing, and there is no other God like you. I thank you for them submitting to the authority of your Son, Jesus Christ, and making him their master so that they can come into your presence boldly. I thank you for all of your grace and all of your mercy that you make by every man, woman, and child on this call today. I thank you for this right now. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, and glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, I got a question. There's a whole bunch of people sitting up in this sanctuary this morning. I want to know if there's anybody up in here that's Holy Ghost bold enough to just hit your one and give God a little praise this morning. Hallelujah. Because I know if you heard this word this morning, it should be bubbling up in your spirit. Hallelujah. So when I give you time to think about it, I'm going to talk to the lost for a minute. I'm going to talk to those brothers and sisters that might not yet have been introduced to the Logos. Hallelujah. You heard Apostle Zeta say that the word saves, the word heals. Hallelujah. The word restores. The word transforms. But first, hallelujah, you going to preach to little girl? But first, you have to be connected to the one, to the word.
Yes.
You have to give your life over to Jesus. And the good news is you don't have to go through a bunch of changes. Hallelujah. You don't have to get ready for anything. You know, like when you're going out to dinner or something, you got to get ready. No. When it comes to Jesus, that word, that unconditional love, all you got to do is bow your heart and come to him and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. And right now, I just want to repent of my sin. For I have come to believe, hallelujah, that you are the Son of the living God. Now, please come into my life and save me for your name's sake. because, Lord, I want to be in your presence. I want to be in your word. And you don't have to get all long-winded either. All you have to, and once you pray that right there, all you have to do is put the stamp on it and say, in Jesus' name I pray. In your holy and righteous name I pray. Amen. And do you know what? Just like that, bam, you are in the family of God. You see, God doesn't make you earn your way. He doesn't make you earn your keep. He right. chose you before the foundation of the world. He loved you so much that you were made acceptable through his only begotten son. He knew before the foundation of the world that we would need a high priest to reconcile us back to him. And he didn't even withhold his only son, Jesus, for that purpose. So if you just prayed that prayer with me, hallelujah, we want to say welcome to the family of God. We pray that you get into a Bible study to study to show yourself approved.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray that you connect yourself with a Christ-centered
Amen.
Church. Surround yourself with a community of true blood-washed believers. We ain't talking about church folks. We talking about true blood-washed believers, people that really try to live to their very best the way the word of God has commanded us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Find you a place where they love you unconditionally, where they accept you, where they'll take you to the side and pray for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, they'll call you up and ask you, can they bear your burdens? Or they'll listen to your
mm-hmm.
problems. And they will
yes.
encourage you with the word of God. That's the kind of people you need to be around. Because
mm-hmm.
those are the kind of people that are going to nurture you and help you to grow. And I praise God that I believe that here at Spirit Alive, each and every, that is the mission of each and every servant leader here. We want to impart the word of God in a way that you will be delivered, that you will truly live an abundant life, that you will know just how much God loves us, that you no longer walk around wounded. My Lord, we want you to learn how to pray. We want you to learn how to read God's word. We want you to, hallelujah,
Amen.
Trust the Holy Spirit in you. Because the moment that you made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, that was the moment his spirit, it rose and stood up inside of you. So you're not doing this alone. Mm-hmm. Know that you have God's gift of the Holy Spirit. You will have the gift of the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah. And you will learn to walk in righteousness. And hallelujah, glory to God. We just want to thank him one more again because, see, we can't be righteous. But I pray, God, that Jesus is our righteousness. And he,
Amen.
Through him, we become the sons of God. So I just
right.
want to thank everybody for coming out this morning. I want to thank my auntie, Apostle Zeta's sister, for coming out this morning. I want to thank everybody. All the servant leaders for coming out this morning, praise Jesus, and their wonderful service. I want to thank the Lord that we just had a beautiful service, and we're going to have a beautiful week because we declare it and decree it. We expect
Amen.
God's best, so we will receive God's best. Hallelujah. Little faith, little power. A lot of faith, a lot of power. So we pray that you will just continue to walk with us to the end of the week because the wonderful, I have placed a lot of the wonderful servant leaders on hiatus because these servant leaders are faithful. They're not hit and miss. They're on their post week after week, month after month. And everybody
mm-hmm.
needs a little time to refuel, recharge, regenerate. Hallelujah. And what better way to do that than over the holidays with your family and your friends. Hallelujah. But they will be back. Have ready to go the first of the year. But we just praise God that you all, they just want you to know what I'm going to wish you on behalf of the wonderful servant leaders on hiatus, a very blessed and prosperous holiday season. So now, Lord God, if there be nothing else, Lord God, we just thank you for all that our ears have heard. And now, May the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you continue to follow us here on Spirit Alive. You can do that simply by following us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And we pray that in all, from our household to yours, that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Hallelujah. You are dismissed, my beautiful family. I sure do love you. God bless you. Hallelujah. You're dismissed, family. Hallelujah. God bless
you.
God bless
everybody. Have a great week.
And continue to have a blessed birthday, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen.
Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen.
Love you all.
Love you.
We love you.